Good evening, everybody. This is National Consultant Mary Amoido. I'm super excited to have you guys on the call tonight. We are actually calling from Angel Fire, New Mexico. I think the last time we were here, we did our conference call as well. But we're here skiing with my sister and brother and their families, and it's been a fun time for our kids. And it was actually interesting because while we're here and our kids have been learning how to snowboard, and it's perfect because I think the new promo is snowboard into winter or something like that. I can never remember the names of the promos, but I did take a glance at it. It's great, great promotion that's happening right now as well, and we'll get into that later on in the call. But it was interesting that I was actually thinking about the call topic as I was dropping my son off at ski school, and he and Vivian, our daughter, just started snowboarding last year. And my sister and her husband and their kids, they're, you know, very great snowboarders, and they do it a lot, and my brother and his kids. And our kids are just now learning, so they picked it up last year, and Vivian is an incredible athlete, and she picked it up right away and is already going on some blues and keeping up pretty well with her cousins who have been snowboarding for many, many years. But Zachary hasn't been as effective in picking it up. He's been great, and he's definitely a beginner snowboarder, but we put him in ski school for another day just so he can get some formal instruction. And, you know, sometimes you just need some formal instruction. And as I was dropping him off at ski school, my sister told me what I needed to tell the instructor that he needed to work on. And the instructor, and I'm not a snowboarder, so I ski. I'm not a great skier. I'm a beginner skier who's been skiing for probably 2 decades, but I'm still a beginner skier. I'm not confident on the skis, but I can hold my own enough to just hang out with everybody else. But so I'm telling the snowboard instructor what it is my son needs to learn, and I'm not well-versed in all the jargon and all the, you know, types of language of snowboarding, but I was able to convey to him what he needed to learn. And so the snowboard instructor was saying, okay, so he's got some of the skills, but he's struggling to put it all together. I said, yes, that's exactly it. And it kind of made me think about what we deal with in Ambit. Some of you are going to have to visually kind of think about this a little bit. So if you're a snowboarder, you're going to be able to hang with me. So if you are a snowboarder and you snowboard with your left foot pointing down the mountain and your right foot on the top of the mountain, so you're going down the mountain with your left foot, you're considered a regular boarder. Zachary, we think he goes down more predominantly with his right foot, with his left foot at the top of the mountain, which means he rides goofy, okay? The only problem is Zachary's very confident going heel side. And when you're heel side and you are goofy, typically the mountain is going to be on the left side and the cliff is on the right side. So because he's really comfortable heel side and he rides goofy, he starts to get scared when he gets close to the edge of the mountain, and he'll swap sides and he'll go regular because he's a lot more confident on his heels going regular when he's close to the edge of the mountain. So he, because he has not had much facility being on his toes or carving or going back and forth, when he feels like he's in trouble going down too close to the edge of the mountain, when he's hillside, he doesn't have confidence to get up on his toes to point him back towards the other side of the mountain where he feels a little safer. Now, why does that have anything to do with Ambit and what we do? The reason why it has to do with Ambit is, you know, with Zachary, if he isn't confident in moving between one skill and the next skill, what happens is as things come his way, he doesn't know how to navigate. He doesn't know how to put all of his skills together and combine them together in order to be fluid on his snowboard. So he goes back to what's tried and true, which is not necessarily his true essence. It's not necessarily where he has strength. It's just where he's comfortable. So instead of doing something that might be a little uncomfortable and getting facile with it and being able to move in where he's actually in his strength. He goes to what's comfortable and what's familiar. And so he never really is able to get from a beginner snowboarder to an intermediate snowboarder because he's still doing the things that are only comfortable to him rather than learning all the skills. Now, in Ambit, I know a lot of times people get into this business and it's a very basic business that we do. I mean, it's invitation, presentation, validation. But what happens is, as a new consultant comes in the business, sometimes they get comfortable with what works and they don't learn all the skills and all the different skills in Ambit that it, when you combine all the skills together, makes you a very masterful consultant and able to build a really huge organization. So I've seen consultants that come in the business and instead of really learning how to do a three-way call, they're really great at selling and they are able to convince people to join the business. And that's okay, and it will work for now. It'll never produce a really huge business because there's no duplication in it. It really is you doing it on your own might, and you cannot teach other people how to do that. It's similar to Zachary, right? I mean, he gets to where he gets to a place where it doesn't look like he's able to move his board, and he goes back to what's tried and true, which is digging in on his heels, and he goes back to being regular rather than his natural bent of being goofy. And so he goes back to what works. So if you're someone who you convince people to join the business and you've tried a three-way call and it didn't work so well and you've got somebody else you really want in the business and you're trying to make a bonus, you're trying to get promoted, you might go back to what's tried and true, which is convincing people to join the business because you think that's going to work out best. And that is going to produce a result, but it's only going to produce a very short-term result. Just like with Zach, I watched him snowboard all day yesterday, all day today. And he'll get in trouble, and instead of trying to get on his toes, he reverts back to what's tried and true. He doesn't have the confidence with his new skills yet to just go ahead and do it because he doesn't like to fall. My kid is a very cautious kid, and he's going to assess all the different paths, and he's going to go the path of least resistance and the path of least danger. And so he's going to only do what's tried and true. Same thing with Ambit. A lot of times consultants don't want to do a three-way call because they're not facile with it and they're not great at it. And so they don't even attempt it. And unfortunately, until you do it and possibly fail and possibly, you know, not able to get that prospective consultant to that next level, that's going to happen. Until you're bad at something, you can't get good at it. And until you're good at something, you can't get great at something. And that's just the process of growing in our business. And it's not just being facile with three-way calls. It's being facile with every aspect of the three-way call. It's being great at doing home meetings. It's being great at being able to have people come to a business presentation. It's also being great at being able to get your consultants to events. It's being able to get people in droves going to Ambition and to Power Trip. It's all those skills. When you string all those skills together over time, what happens is you've got a really great portfolio of your own skills as a consultant in the business. And when you get facile at all of those skills, then you can transfer those skills to your consultants and you can teach other consultants how to be great in all those areas. And one area that I really want to spend a little bit of time on tonight is really the three-way call, because I've been doing some three-way calls in this last couple of weeks, and I've noticed that one of the areas of weakness across the board, and this is a lot of consultants, so this may resonate with you, it may resonate with somebody that you've worked with, it may resonate with somebody you've gotten on a three-way call with, but one of the things that I find that most people struggle with is on the handoff. So when they get somebody on a three-way call and they've got their prospective consultant and they've already watched the business presentation and they've got some questions, what you have to be really good at is handing over the three-way call to the expert. How do you transition from what you like best about what you saw? You know, do you see any reason why you wouldn't get started in this business? Oh, you've got some questions. Let me get someone who can answer your questions. Like in that transition, that's where a lot of people have a hiccup. And in that transition, What you really want to do is you want to be standing in a place where you're serving your prospective consultant. You want to let them know, listen, I want to make sure you get all of your questions addressed. And what I love about this business is that we work on teams of people. And I want to introduce you to Richard, who's a national consultant in the business. He's made over $1 million. He and his wife were actually living in Japan to help launch that market in Japan for Ambit. And he's working with me in this business. And if you decide you're going to get started in this business, he's going to work with you just like he works with me. So hold on, let me see if he's available. And then you get him on the phone. You've already done a great edification. And then when he gets on the phone, then you can introduce them and say, hey, Richard, this is my friend Sue. Sue and I have worked together. She's an incredible mind. She was always so pleasant to work with. People love her, and I think she would be great in this business. She's just looked at the video, and she had some questions. And I told her all about you and Mary and what you guys have done in the business, and I want you to answer all of her questions. So Sue, meet Richard. Richard, meet Sue. And then I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let them have the conversation and let Richard lead the conversation. So a couple of things I want to break down about that. So when you've told your prospective consultant that you're going to get somebody on the phone and you've been very straight about it, okay? The thing that I've seen time and time again is that people aren't straight about it and they try to get the person on really, really quickly and the person gives a little bit of pushback, like, I don't want to get somebody on the phone. And they don't hear the pushback and they get them on anyways. And that never ends well. It does not serve the prospective consultant. So if your prospect who's looking at the business starts to give some pushback, then you want to find out where they are. So they maybe have a concern of that person who's going to get on the phone is going to try to close them, if they're going to do a hard sell, and you just want to let them know, listen, it's not like that. You know, what's really great about Ambit is that nobody gets paid just for you joining the business. So we don't want you to just join the business. We want you to come in the business and we want you to have success. So they're going to actually answer your questions because I want to show you that we've got a system that works, you know. And so you just want them to get comfortable with getting somebody else on the phone. If they give you pushback, it is not going to serve them to get somebody on the phone anyways, because what will happen more often than not is if there's pushback and you get them on the phone anyways, they're going to hang up the phone. They're going to get really annoyed that you did that. So always, always be standing in a place where you're serving the prospective consultant and you just want to make sure they get all their questions answered. They understand that there's a system in place that's going to help them succeed and that you've got a team of people that you're working with. So it's just another way to help them to get started in the business. So that's one thing. The second thing is if you're getting someone on the phone, you need to know who they are so that you can adequately edify them. So the edification is not for the expert that's getting on the phone. The edification is for your prospective consultant. It's so that they can listen in a way that they place value on what the person, the expert, is saying. So I could tell you, hey, listen, I'm going to get my friend Bill on the phone. He's a computer guy, and so he should be able to answer your questions about computers. Or I can say, oh my gosh, this is Bill Gates. I'm able to get Bill Gates on the phone, the founder of Microsoft, to answer all your questions about this operating system. He knows this system backwards and forwards, inside out. He could do it in his sleep, and he's going to answer all of your questions. He's worked with me. He's taught me everything I know about computers, and he's going to teach you everything that there is to know as well. That is going to elicit a different kind of listening, a different kind of respect, a different kind of weight to what this guy Bill is going to say. So same thing in Ambit. You don't have to do the laundry list. I mean, some of the experts that are in the business have all sorts of awards and accolades. You do not have to give every award an accolade. You have to give enough so that the person who is looking at the business can give weight to what the expert is saying. So when someone gets me on the phone, I don't want them to tell them like, oh, she's a Thompson Leadership Award winner, she's a this winner, she's a that winner, she's a top income earner, she's a this, she's a that. That does not serve your prospective consultant. What serves your prospective consultant is to know what their hot buttons are. Are they someone who wants to know, do I have a team of people? You know, if that's their concern, you talk about how we've built teams. If they want to make a lot of money, then you talk about how we've made over $1 million. if they want to know if it's got good leadership, then you talk about how we've won the Thompson Leadership Award and what that award means. You know, you talk to, you address the edification or the accolade that makes sense for your prospective consultant. And maybe your upline hasn't won all sorts of awards and accolades, but I guarantee you they've had success in the business. You can let them know, listen, my this person that's working with me, they've been in the business for 4 years, and they've made an incredible amount of money in this business. They're still working their full-time job, but they're making so much in their part-time job that they've been able to pay for their daughter's college education without any loans. That is edification. That tells that prospective consultant that this person that you're getting them on the phone with knows what they're doing, they've built a solid business, they've got a track record, and they can help them too. So it's really important not to skimp on any of those things. And if you don't know who the person is, and a lot of times somebody will ask me to do a three-way call with someone in their downline, which happens all the time, and if that's the case, then what you want to do is make sure that that consultant knows who the expert is and that they've done the homework and that they understand how to appropriately edify them. Another thing is, do not get somebody on a three-way call unless they've watched all the videos. It does not serve them, and it does not serve the expert on the phone to get somebody on a call who has not watched all the videos, because the videos handle a lot of questions. And what happens out of the video is you'll be able to determine whether or not this prospective consultant is actually a candidate for the business. You know, a lot of times people look at the video and they've decided this is not for them. The three-way call is not to convince somebody who's not open to be open. That's not our job. Our job is to get people who are already open to get them to the next step to making a decision. It's not my job as an expert to close your prospect, okay? It's my job to answer any questions or address any concerns to help your prospective consultant to make a decision to join or not to join the business. Our job is to help them decide if Ambit is a fit for them. Because if we convince them to join the business, and I promise you, I can convince a lot of people to join the business, what will happen is a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it'll be day 26 of their jumpstart bonus, and you're trying to get them to get their customer so they can get their jumpstart bonus because you talked them into the business, or I talked them into the business, and that doesn't serve anybody. So you really want people who are open to get what they need so they can make an educated decision so they can jump in full force in joining the business.
Sorry, guys. I thought the phone was on mute. Hey, guys. It's Richard here. Hey, so, you know, Mary just did a great job on just talking about the three-way phone call and really how to handle it and just breaking it down, which is, you know, one of the things that we learned in our experience with attending power trips was getting training like that, was real training from real experts, people that are doing it on the court. They're not doing it from, they're not talking from theory, but they're doing it in real time. And, you know, the thing about power trip in general is it's one of the most, if not the most intimate training events that's done in all of Ambit. And one of the reasons why, I think, is because it is a select amount of people that attend, anywhere from a few hundred to several hundred, depending on the years that have passed. And you're always going to have national consultants, executive consultants, five-star trip winners, yellow jackets, purple jackets, black jackets. You're going to have a gamut of people. And then you have upcoming stars, so to speak, upcoming leaders that they haven't earned those things yet, but you know they're on their way to achieve it. And you get an inside look at how they build their business. And I think a couple of things I'll relate it to. When I was first competing in karate on a state team, I had one of my instructors tell me, so listen, every time you go to a tournament, go ahead and find a black belt that is doing a technique that they do really well, and then ask them if they'll spend 5 minutes with you and teach you that technique. And he goes, and you know, if they say yes, they're going to spend more than 5 minutes with you because nothing takes place in 5 minutes. They're going to spend 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes with you. So I did that over the course of, you know, over a course of a year, which is a 9-month circuit and probably, I don't know, somewhere probably about 2 to 3 tournaments a month. And I would compound that over that course of the year and then the years ahead and the years ahead and the years ahead. And then pretty soon you have a lot of different people who have imparted their DNA into your learning. And even though sometimes it was the same technique that I learned from somebody else 2 months ago, I got a different version of it. I got a different way of delivering it. And it's the same thing when you attend Power Trip, is you're going to get a different version of something that's working. It's going to be the same principles, but it might have a different spin. It might resonate with you differently. No different than one of the reasons why you read, you know, someone's, you know, a book like a biography, is because you want to be able to download their life in about 200 or 300 pages, because you weren't around when they were living, you know, or you're not close to them now. It could be a current business leader or something like Elon Musk or something. Well, you're not around them. You don't know what's going on, but you can get a micro, you know, like a micro deposit into you on how does somebody think, how does someone do things. And that's really why we try Power Trip to, you know, have a select amount of leaders that can go deep. It's why we do the breakout sessions on Friday for the SCs and the ECs. And I think we're looking at doing something specifically for the MCs and RCs, because that's been something that's been asked a couple of different times in the recent months. And we want to be able to have those deep dives, you know, those Q&A sessions that are specific to where you're at your rank and the rank you're trying to go to, which is, again, why we also have the deep dive session on Friday night with, which used to be our co-founders, Chris and Jerry, and the Vistra, which is the word Vistra comes from vision and tradition. One of the traditions they wanted to keep with Power Trip is they wanted to make sure that there would be continuously, an executive team that would do open Q&A on Friday nights. And this Power Trip, as well as it was for the one in the fall up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, we had Chief Marketing Officer Sydney Seeger, and then we had President of Retail Sales Scott Hudson, and both of them are going to be at this Power Trip in Dallas, which is going to be April 16, 17, and 18. They'll be there on the 7th evening of the 17th. I'm not going to go through the whole agenda. It's available at ambitpowertrip.com. You can kind of see the lineup. Speakers are being added on a regular basis now, so we're cleaning up schedules. We've just gone through one of the most, the biggest promotion that Ambit's ever run, and I'm glad that they gave us a soft landing with triple double still. But you know, you've got a lot of new people that came in after simulcast. They've not seen a big vision of Ambit. They need to see a big vision of Ambit. Sometimes that's your local BP that can really do it for somebody, but seeing it from when you go to an event and you've got people that have drove, they've flown, they've paid a price to be at this, they get a different sense of what they're a part of. You want your new people plugged into the community. You want them to experience it. You want them to feel like, hey, I'm a part of something big here, and I'm a part of something unique, because you're going to be rubbing shoulders and elbows with people that have been around for years, several years. Some just been around a few months. Some have been around less than a year, and they promoted to senior or executive. They're going to be around all sorts of people, and that's an opportunity for them, just like when I was at a tournament, for them to say, how'd you do it? How'd you get to RC? How'd you get to senior? How'd you get to executive? And even for the higher ranks, where senior consultants can talk to, you know, advanced executives, here's where I'm at in my business. How can I do that? Because we're in the hotel where we do the training, the event is not just, when we say the event's from 9 to 5, the event's not just 9 to 5, because people are there on Thursday and Friday also. Well, there's times in between. You know, when the Friday night session ends around 10 o'clock, people linger around in the lobby and in, you know, the bar area and whatever else, and they're talking. They're getting coaching that is some of the most priceless, precious coaching that they're ever going to get inside of Ambit, because that's where a lot of it gets caught. A lot of it gets taught at the event, but there's a lot of things that get caught outside the event, which is why we like to keep it in one location. So I'd strongly encourage you to take advantage of it and possibly even buy some tickets for your teammates who haven't joined yet, but they, you know, they're going to join between now and April, because the early bird pricing is going to end next Sunday night. We have extended it and stretched it primarily because we did not know the promotion that was going to be ran and what it was going to be tied to as far as for the quadruple, triple bonuses. So we wanted to make sure that we weren't encroaching in on that. And also, we typically launch early bird registration in November. And so we were not able to do that because when Vistra purchased Ambit, they showed up at Power Trip after just owning the company for 2 weeks. So there were a lot of things that had to be done before we could actually launch this event, and we could not launch it until right after simulcast. So we've got a short window to make it an extraordinary event, but we also wanted to make sure that we were responsible enough to let people know that, listen, we don't want Power Trip to get, you know, convoluted with people registering for Ambition, but now's the time. We've got to go ahead and cut off early bird registration because we have to start setting things up and start getting a real serious idea of the headcount so we can prepare the hotel. We're still going to have a couple of months of VIP pricing that's going to be out there and general admission, but I want to make sure that you guys are taking full advantage of that as well. One other thing that we did at the Dallas Power Trip last spring was we wanted to meet a demand that was necessary, which was having Spanish translation. It's not just Spanish translation, it's simultaneously Spanish translation. So we've got professionals that are in the business that do this. This is what they do for their livelihood, and they're going to make sure that we serve that part of our community, because I want to make sure that all of Ambit gets to experience this. This really joint venture event between Vistra, Ambit, the field, all together, because simulcast was a corporate event. And this is a major field event that's been in our tradition and our history now for over 12 years. So we want to make sure that we show up strong for this event, make it happen. We promise you're going to get delivered incredible value. I'm sure if you talk to anyone that was at the Scranton Power Trip in November, they would probably keep you on the phone for quite a while. So it was an amazing event, and we believe that this will be the next level of this event, and it's going to be casting us forward to get us all the way through Ambition as well. So utilize this opportunity to grow and develop your team, grow and develop yourself, grow and develop your future teammates that haven't come on board yet. So you are able to purchase additional tickets for those people, and then you can just do a name change at that, you know, by going through the Eventbrite, you can certainly do that. And that way you're prepared. And, you know, there's people that, you know, when they walk out the door, they're like, oh, I think it's going to rain today. And then there's people that walk out the door with an umbrella prepared for the rain. So the question is, are you prepared for the rain in your business? If you are, then take massive action and do what's appropriate. We're going to have people driving in from multiple states away. We're going to have people that are flying in. We're going to have people that are going to be driving from southern parts of Texas. It's going to take them 10 or 12 hours just to get to the event as well. So this is a big event for you to participate in. It's a bigger event for your teammates who have never experienced something like this before to participate in.
I can tell you, too, that at the Power Trip in Scranton, where Sydney Seeger and Scott Hudson were first really in front of Ambit consultants, kind of raw and unedited, it was an incredible event. I think people got so fired up about the potential in the future. And I think you're going to get that same taste on Friday night at Power Trip when you hear them again. So I really, really highly recommend that you get yourselves there. And I know the people in Scranton are going to come all the way down again, and they're going to bring a team of people, because I know it was a stellar, stellar event. So make sure that happens. And then just so you guys know, the Spanish translation is at no additional cost. So it's all part of Power Trip. We just wanted to be able to serve that community because it is a large community, especially here in Texas. And so take advantage of that. And Richard was right. You know, a lot is caught, more is caught than is taught. and linking back to Zachary and snowboarding, you know, all day long, he had an opportunity to learn from his cousins and his aunts and his uncles who had been boarding for many, many years. And there were times where he chose to learn and take the coaching and listen to them and apply what they get, what they were telling him. And there were times where he was just like, I'm not going to listen to what they say. I'm not going to take advantage of this. And he didn't. And he didn't get better in those instances. And so he just reverted back to what he knew. And so this is your opportunity to get coached from the best of the best, people who've been doing it for a really long time, who've done it long years before you, who have made millions of dollars. And the greatest thing about Power Trip is really the conversations that happen in the hallways, in the elevators, in the restaurants, after hours. That's really where the juice is at Power Trip. So I really highly recommend you guys register for that. It's ambitpowertrip.com. And again, the early bird registration got extended to next Sunday, but do not wait till next Sunday. We are not going to extend it again. So for sure, we are not extending it again. Make sure you get your tickets. They will be transferable up to a week before the event. So if you've got, you know, you're going to have some team members and you want to get that early bird VIP rate and all the perks of that, make sure you get yourselves registered. Get registered for the Friday morning leadership breakfast as well. So all great things, and we're super excited. The Snowboard Score, which is the name of the promotion, I knew it was Snowboard something, is an incredible promotion, because after your new consultant gets their jumpstart bonus, adding one more customer gets another bonus. Adding another customer gets another bonus. So it's a really, really incredible opportunity for your new consultant to get three separate bonuses just by getting customer sign up and helping people upgrade their energy service. So with that, I'm going to open up the lines and give everybody a chance to say goodnight. We are heading back to Dallas tomorrow. 2 days of skiing is enough for me. Our kids got 3 days of skiing, but it definitely was a lesson learned in how to take advantage of everything. So I'm going to open up the line so everyone can say goodnight.
Good night. Thank you, Richard Murray.
Thank you,
Richard Murray.
Thank you, Richard and Mary. Awesome information.